Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host. A little raspy voice on this Valentine's Day. It's a little gray here in Phoenix. It's a little gray. We had a little bit of rain earlier today. I've had quite a few audio problems, and it seems like they're fixed now. So I'm really happy that they are actually corrected. So let's move on with the show. Today, we were scheduled to have an interview, and the person unfortunately had to back out. Hopefully, we'll be able to get it rescheduled for you. But I thought we'd do something fun. There were a few Super Bowl ads with featuring electric vehicles, so I thought it might be fun to just talk about those ads. But before we do that, I would like to thank everybody who checked out my other podcast, Shuffle Playlist. The downloads went up significantly on this last episode. And I can only assume that's because people from this show went over there to check it out. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it. All right. Our first Super Bowl commercial is going to be the most boring commercial, and I'm just going to try to explain it as we go along. This is for the Jeep 4XE. And I say this is the most boring ad because it's the most boring for audio. So I'm going to try to explain it as the backing track, which is a song, plays in the background. So without further ado, let's get to it. All right, we got two Jeeps cruising around a mountain landscape. They're listening to Shaggy. There's a bear dancing. There's dolphins dancing for some reason. Parrot. Lizards, bees, everybody's dancing. The people in the car are bobbing their heads. Elephants are dancing. I'm not sure. This gives you a real good indication of what an electric vehicle or what it's like to drive an electric vehicle. There's a cobra dancing. There's just animals all over the place. We got sloths here winking at you. It's got the Grand Cherokee 4XE and the Wagoneer 4XE. It doesn't really highlight anything that makes owning an electric vehicle cool. In the middle of nowhere, they're charging up at a Jeep charger that kind of looks like one of the Ford chargers. And then it just says Jeep at the end, 4XE, with a goat in the passenger seat. So that was the whole commercial. I told you it was going to be boring. There wasn't a lot to this trailer that I thought highlighted anything good about electric vehicles. I am not a marketing genius. If I was, this show would be a whole lot bigger. I'm just kind of a schlub in his basement talking to you on a microphone. But from that commercial, it did nothing for me. Didn't make me excited about this vehicle. Didn't make me excited about electric vehicles. Overall, I'm just going to call the Jeep ad a huge disappointment. Next up, we have GM. GM partnered with Will Ferrell. When I say partnered, they paid Will Ferrell a bunch of money, and they partnered with Netflix. It starts off with Will Ferrell driving in a vehicle and a bunch of zombies from Army of the Dead, which is a Netflix show that I've never seen. I didn't even know it was a Netflix show. But Army of the Dead, they're kind of surrounding the cars with the zombies, and he gets bitten. And then you hear the music change, and it switches to the Squid Game. And they also have a Bridgerton and Stranger Things scene in this. And you'll kind of know based on the music if you've seen these shows. Some of the shows that they show off are the GMC Sierra EV, which is the first one, the Hummer EV, the Chevy Blazer EV, the Cadillac Lyric, and the Silverado EV Trail Boss. So I am not going to talk very much through this because I think that the commercial is so good. It works for audio. I might call out which show and which vehicle he's in. But beyond that, I'm just going to let the commercial do its thing. So let's go ahead and I guess watch. I'll watch, you listen, and I'll poorly narrate. Let's go.
General Motors is going electric, and Netflix is joining in by including more EVs in their movies and shows.
The least they can do.
So if you're going to get swarmed by an army of the dead, why not get swarmed in an EV?
No! I said no biting!
Or if you're being voluntarily kidnapped, why not be kidnapped in an EV? What's that scent? Is it pine?
Now, should they add EVs everywhere?
They shallant. They shan't.
Is it shallant or shan't?
It's neither.
What about here, Erica?
You're ruining the show, you idiot.
What do you mean? It's me, Dusty.
You're not.
Yeah, you're right. This is ridiculous.
Tammy, wait!
Later, loser!
But anywhere else, it makes sense.
There goes another runner.
Brad was so much better for you. You should have gone with Brad.
Yeah, Brad.
Are you serious? Like,
yeah. Why not make more of those cars electric?
It's the least they can do. Gordon, you kill me. I mean, you literally did kill me. You know what? I'm glad you bit me too.
So overall, I thought this was a good commercial. It really highlighted what GM was bringing to the table as far as electric vehicles. In the Bridgerton sketch, when he's saying like, I shallant or whatever he was saying there, there was a Cadillac Lyric behind them and you couldn't really tell it was a Cadillac Lyric. When he talked about getting kidnapped, that was in a Chevy Blazer EV. And then they showed off the Chevy Silverado Trail Boss when they did the Stranger Things thing, when he said, what about here, Erica? And she said, you're ruining the show, idiot. And then it showcased the Hummer EV with Will Ferrell, a gentleman that I recognize from the Netflix show Queer Eye, and two other people I didn't recognize. So I don't have any idea what they're from. But even though the only show that I watch on any regularity, I've never seen Bridgerton. I don't know anything about Army of the Dead. I've seen a few episodes of Queer Eye with my kid, Sierra, and I like it. It's fine. But beyond that, and I've never seen Squid Game, beyond that, though, I thought it was a really good commercial. I was entertained. And in future Netflix shows, probably not Stranger Things, because that's supposed to be set in the 80s, but in future Netflix shows, I highly expect to see electric vehicles. Also not Bridgerton, because, you know, it's in the 1800s or early 1900s, something like that. But yeah, besides those two shows, I fully expect to see electric vehicles showing up in Netflix shows going forward. All right, to recap, the Jeep commercial was boring and uninspiring. The GM commercial was entertaining. Now let's get to the dumbest Super Bowl commercial, which was from the Dawn Project. If you don't know who the Dawn Project is, it is run by Dan O'Dowd, who happens to be the CEO of Green Hill Software. The Dawn Project likes to highlight how unsafe that Tesla's full self-driving is. However, there is a little bit of a kink in that. Mr. O'Dowd and his company, Green Hill Software, is making an automatic driving system platform like what Tesla's doing. They are building that platform, and they're direct competitor to Tesla in this way. I don't remember how long ago it was, maybe a year, maybe a year and a half ago now. The Dawn Project came out with their first video bashing Tesla Autopilot, and all they did was collect YouTube videos of Tesla's failing. And it was YouTube videos using like hardware 2. Some of the YouTube videos were using hardware 3. Nothing was consistent in this video. It was just showing the worst parts of full self-driving. Listen, my opinion is, and I've been very vocal on this in the past, full self-driving is amazing for what it does. It does not live up to the promise of what Elon says it can do. It doesn't live up to that promise any way, shape, or form. So I am not a Tesla defender in this case. However, I really, it really leaves a bad taste in my mouth when you're a company and you have a product that's competing with another company, and you make up a, I don't even know if it's a nonprofit, but you make up a name like the Dawn Project, and then you hide behind that name to bash your competitors. Like, I would fully respect Dan O'Dowd if he's like, hey, listen, we're making software that does the same thing. We're better than Tesla. But no, they hide behind the Dawn Project because, you know, while the Tesla community or the EV community is big enough to realize that some of this stuff is nonsense, right? Not every person out there follows it as closely as we do. And they don't know any, nobody knows who Green Hill Software is. They make software products for large companies, not for consumers. So I don't like Dan O'Dowd. I don't like the Dawn Project, but I think what they do is shady and gross. However, I also will agree with them that Tesla's product is not what Elon promises it to be, the full self-driving product, but it's not as bad as the Dawn Project is trying to make it seem. So in this Super Bowl ad that the Dawn Project released, it was only released in like 8 markets. They spent about $530,000 on the Super Bowl ad. And so I can already feel myself getting worked up here. So I'm going to play the video, and there's a little bit of narration, and then we're going to come back and chat about it.
Tesla Full Self-Driving will run down a child in a school crosswalk, swerve into oncoming traffic, hit a baby in a stroller, go straight past stopped school buses, ignore do not enter signs, and even drive on the wrong side of the road. Tesla's Full Self-Driving is endangering the public with deceptive marketing and woefully inept engineering. 90% agree that this should be banned immediately. Why does NHTSA allow Tesla Full Self-Driving?
All right, I want to start off by saying that this morning I was listening to the Tech John, that's Tech, T-E-C-H, and then John, J-A-W-N. And the hosts on that show are Rob Dunwood, Terrence Gaines, and Stephanie Humphrey. And they actually talked about this on their show, and they did a very good critique of this video. So I'm going to actually recommend that you go and listen to their episode. I'll put a link in the show notes to their latest episode. Now, having said that, here is my take on this. I don't believe anything that Dan O'Dowd does. Now that my bias is out there, the first clip, it shows the car driving down, you know, what looks to be a country road or a, not a city, a rural area. And they have a rope on one side of the road, and then they have a dummy on the other, and they pull the dummy across the car, and you hear the car hitting the dummy. The next clip, it shows the car traveling probably in the same area. Dan O'Dowd lives in Santa Barbara, so this could be in the hills up above Santa Barbara. Kind of looks like that to me. The second clip shows the car having a hard time staying in its lane on a narrow, windy road. And then it goes on where the car ignores road closed signs. Now, I should say on the road closed signs that they had, they were spaced far enough apart where Tesla could drive in between them safely. There was nothing directly in front of the Tesla. If there was, it probably would have stopped if it was in full self-driving or autopilot mode, I'm guessing. So that's a shady thing to do right there. It has a school bus stopped with the school bus sign out, the stop sign out for the school bus, and the car just blows past it. It has two strollers just sitting in the road, and the car, you know, smacks both strollers as if somebody's just going to leave two strollers sitting in the road. It's very sensationalized and, again, gross. When I showed this video to my wife, and I have to tell you, my wife is a very pragmatic person. She's very even-tempered. And, you know, when she watches these things, she has a little mischievous bit about her where she likes to tease me. But when she watched this video, she goes, oh, these people must not like Tesla, because even my wife, who doesn't really follow this stuff all that much, she does follow it more now, but she doesn't follow it all that much. She's like, yeah, that seemed ridiculous. And on the Tech John, Stephanie Humphrey actually said, This looked like a video from Saturday Night Live. Like, if you turned off the audio, it looked like it could be a video from Saturday Night Live. And I believe her 100%. I agree with her 100%. It does look like that, which is another reason why you should go listen to the Tech John. Overall, I think Tesla full self-driving beta and autopilot have a long way to go. And there's a lot of things that you can legitimately say need improvement. However, anytime the Dawn Project or Dan O'Dowd attaches his name to something or their name to something, don't believe anything. Do your own research, because he's gross. He's a gross individual. He's not the kind of human being that I want to be associated with. All right. I saved the best commercial for last. And I'm going to be honest with you. I did not watch almost the entire Super Bowl, because I don't care about the Chiefs or the Eagles. Neither one of those teams excite me. I don't really care who wins. Like, I have nothing invested in this game whatsoever. So my family, we sat down and watched Lyle Lyle Crocodile, which was not a show I enjoyed. And I love cartoons and kids shows and stuff, but my kids liked it. So there you go. But anyway, yes, we watched Lyle Lyle Crocodile. And when the movie was over, we watched the last bit of the third quarter and all of the fourth quarter for the game. But we weren't really watching it that closely. We were just kind of chatting amongst ourselves, right? And the Dodge Ram 1500 Rev commercial came on. And my wife thought it was very funny. I thought it was very funny. It was really entertaining. It was really well done. The commercial was entitled Premature Electrification. And it was done in the style of ED ads, like erectile dysfunction ads. It was done in that kind of a medical style. So I'm going to play it for you. I'm going to play it all the way through, because I don't really need to explain anything. The commercial does it all. So I'll play it all the way through, and then we'll have a little chat at the end. I should say, the people that are talking, you have the narrator, who's the one that starts the commercial, and then the people who are talking in the background are couples of some type. All right, let's listen.
Are you excited about buying an electric vehicle, but worried that it could leave you unsatisfied? Then you could be one of many Americans concerned about premature electrification. Symptoms may include fearing you might not be able to last as long as you'd like.
There was plenty of charge before, and sometimes it goes away.
A lot of times.
I've been working a lot.
Being unsure if you'll have enough power to handle your payload.
I don't know if I got the power for this baby.
I'm adventurous. I like to go all the way. I don't want to have to question if we're even going to make it.
Yeah.
It's a concern.
Lacking the confidence about getting and being able to keep a charge.
Having to stop every time we got really excited, that wouldn't work for me. Stop. Start. Stop, start.
If PE, premature electrification, is something you're worried about, go to ramrev.com and find out if the Ram 1500 Rev, with options being designed to extend range in satisfying ways, is right for you.
Stop, start. Stop, start.
All right. I want to address that last little bit that he said there. Not the stop, start part. The last little bit of narration.
With options being designed to extend range in satisfying ways, is right for you.
So that option to extend range in satisfying ways is actually a generator, like a gas-powered generator that will keep your car charged while you're driving around. Whether that comes in the form of a hybrid or it's an option, whatever it is, it's not, the battery is not taking you all the way. No pun intended there. The part that is making, okay, well, oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, let me start over. I'm going to leave it in. What I'm trying to say is Dodge is going to try and lure people in with the safety of a gas-powered generator of some kind. Whatever that looks like when they release the vehicle, I don't know. It might be a hybrid. It might be something like the Volt. I don't know what it's going to look like. But at first, I was like, that is not true to the mission. Not their mission, my mission. Like, we need to stop using internal combustion engines and convert to electric vehicles as much as we possibly can, right? By putting a device that runs on fossil fuels to extend range, that is ridiculous and a dumb idea. That was my thought. I think in June or July when they announced the Challenger, they had something similar that they were going to do with the Challenger as well, EV. And I was very against it then. But the more that I think about it, if it gets my friends, most of whom are really dumb, if it gets them to buy an electric vehicle, and even if they never use this feature or only use it once, the next time they buy an electric vehicle, they're not going to have that pacifier to make them feel safe about buying an electric vehicle. So I'm actually okay with it. Not everybody has to buy it. Not everybody has to get the Ram 1500 with this option. So, yeah, like, go nuts, Dodge. I don't know how many people are going to buy it, but even if it's only a handful and it makes them feel comfortable and then they never have to use it because the electric battery is enough for 99% what they have to do, well, then more power to you. I think that's great. All right, everyone, that is it for me this week. I'm actually shocked that I was able to make this show 20 minutes. I thought it'd be about 8 minutes tops. So again, I had planned on an interview and then that interview got rescheduled, hopefully. It hasn't been rescheduled yet. And then when I went to record this, I had tons of audio problems, tons of getting the videos downloaded problems. It was just not a fun process for me. So I'm glad it's all done now. I didn't think I had 20 minutes in me, though. I will put all of the appropriate links in the show notes. That includes links to Green Hill Software, links to the Tech John, links to my podcast, Shuffle Playlist, links to all the videos that you saw before, and links to the news articles with the Dodge Ram 1500 Rev and the gas extender, whatever it looks like. I'll put all that in the show notes for you. If you have any questions, you can email me. It's Bodie. It's Bodie, Bodie at 918digital.com. You can find me on Twitter at 918digital. I hope you all have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and I will talk to you with news on Friday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.